Injuries ahead of this one, how do you look?
Well, Stephen McGinn is down to train, so we're hoping that he'll be available again. One or two knocks from the other night, but we're hoping everybody will be all right.
So no other concerns apart from McGinn then, as we talk?
Yeah, that's it. Harry got a knock on his knee, but we'll assess him. You know, he's a big, strong lad, so he should be okay. A couple more, just feeling a little bit tired, and one or two knocks. But when you're winning, they don't seem to happen as much.
And how is confidence? How would you describe it in that dressing room right now?
Yeah, it's buzzing at the moment. You know, when you come in and you get the penalty in the last few minutes, then the lads are on a high at the moment. And deservedly so as well. I think the nice thing about the last, six matches is nobody could argue that we've deserved to win all six. You know, there hasn't been any fluke results in there. There haven't been any fortunate ones. We've worked extremely hard and deserved to win them.
I guess the only kind of downside from the other night, if there is a downside, is you didn't win by more.
We should have done. We just talked before, weren't we, about Chelsea, and then could have put the game to bed in the first half. We should have done at Colchester. That's the next stage as well. You know, we're talking about a team who's been fighting the bottom four for, you know, the majority of the season. So the next stage is to really turn those performances into more comfortable victories. But having not won away from home very much this season, then any away win is very welcome. And we look secure for most of the game.
How tangible is the difference between the team that you first walked into and the one that you've got now?
We think we've improved a little bit. We think that the players that have come in have improved it as well. You know, when you bring the likes of John Brayford in, he ups the standard if you put him anywhere in the team. And little Scoogle's done well, and Bob's settled in nicely. So, you know, and even Billy up front has battled away. So Connor Cody stayed. He was already here, but he stayed, and we feel as though he's improving. So it's, confidence is a massive factor in football. It's something you can't buy, you can't give them. It's just come from hard work and getting results. And that's been a big part of the improvement.
Is the level of understanding there as you would want it to be now?
Yeah, I think we've got a pattern that we're playing to at the moment, which suits the player, suits the personnel that we've got. And opposition are finding it at the moment, you know, difficult to contend with. So hope it continues another few weeks.
Clean sheets, you've had four in the last five, and it has coincided with the goalkeeper coming in, Mark Howard. I know you won't just put it at his door, that success rate, but it's there, isn't it? I mean, what kind of influence do you think Mark has had?
Yeah, I think he's had a nice steadying influence, and just a bit more experience than George, and we still think George has got a big, big future in the game. But we just thought it was the right time to give him a little bit of a breather, so he can sit back and reflect. But it's not just on one individual. We feel as though we're defending much better as a team now. You know, you think of his last, I think one of his last ones was at Crewe. That was our poorest performance in the last three or four months. And unfortunately, you know, we had to change one or two things, and George was one of them.
Mm. Are they very different as goalkeepers, as you see it?
I think George is more sort of all action as well. You know, like Schmeichel used to be, comes out and gets some incredible blocks. You know, Mark's sort of more steady, will stay on his line a little bit more and take the things that come to him rather than initiating it, you know. But George, when he comes and, you know, closes people down, he's, you know, with his size and everything, we've seen him make some brilliant saves, like the Leighton Orient game earlier this season when he was outstanding.
From what you've seen of Mark so far, and he's had a few games now, is he a player that you'd want to keep?
Yeah, well, we've got a few decisions to make on players who are out of contract in the summer, and that's what, as soon as we can get safe, then that process will begin. But that's another reason for putting him as well, to have a look at him, because we have a decision to make on him in the summer. But he's certainly done nothing wrong so far. And I think he's growing in confidence as well. He's, you know, throughout his career, he hasn't played an awful lot of games, I don't think. And so we need to have a look at him for a prolonged period, if possible.
When will you regard it as being safe? Until it's mathematically impossible to go down, or a certain target?
Not quite mathematically, I think. But, you know, if you can get to that 50-point mark, then that's always a good indicator that you're nearly there. When you think a few games ago, we were faced with winning something like, 8 out of our last 19 games. It's now 4 out of 15 to reach the 50-point mark. It's looking a bit better and a bit more comfortable. But you've still got to win those games.
Did you have to almost look twice at the league table after the other night? Incredible, from a space of the week, you've gone from being in the bottom four to 12th. It's incredible, isn't it, that?
It is, but we've been aware of it for the last week or so, and the odd results that we've had before then have put us in that position. And we said the results before laid the foundation for if we could get a run together. I don't think we expected to win 6 on the spin, but if we can get any sort of run together, then that can happen. And, you know, we said the incentive at Gillingham was to get out of the bottom four. beat Bristol City was to get a gap between us and them in games in hand. And then we said to the players before the game the other night, we could go to 12th, which is, what movement of, 8-9 places or something within 7 days. Just shows as well how ridiculously tight. And it can also go the other way. So we're conscious of that.
Is it about managing expectations now?
No, it's just about keep getting the points. You know, a point here, three, whatever. And edging towards that 50-point mark and getting there as soon as we can. Then we can start making decisions and then we can start planning on for next season.
There's been one or two people making noises about playoffs. And I kind of, I'm a bit reluctant to mention that word. But I'm going to, because some fans will look at it and think, a couple of games in hand on some teams above you, it's not beyond the realms of possibility, albeit it would take a sensational run, wouldn't it? Are you completely discounting it?
You never, ever completely discount it, but I think anybody with an ounce of sense will probably edge that way. We've just said we're talking about a team that spent the majority of the season in the bottom four. So to now all of a sudden be talking about the top six on the back of a good two or three weeks is probably beyond the realms of even football fantasies.
You've gone without a recognised striker in the last two games. Talk to me about that front four and how it functions at the moment, because it's very interchangeable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's one of the reasons we put Jose up there to start the game, and it's quite flexible. We've ended up putting Murph up there and Jose back on the left, just purely to see how the game goes. And it's great to have those sorts of players who can do that, because they both look equally comfortable in either position. There's plenty of movement. I think we're getting plenty of running from midfield with Connor Cody and Skugel, and the two wide men are getting forward, so full-backs are joining in. I say teams are finding it difficult to combat it at the moment. I think Colchester probably changed formation three times in the first 45 minutes the other night. And it is, if they only play the one up, then we're encouraging the centre-halves to come out with the ball, so that gives us a start that we're going. To play two up, we get hopefully an extra man in midfield. And there's going to be times when the opposition get possession, because we can't go pressing. But we're more interested in when we get the ball, what we do with it. I think it's been very good of late.
Do you encourage them to move around and swap around?
Oh, yeah. We want the mid-three. Doyle will generally sit, even he was making runs forward at Colchester in the first half the other night, which was good. We want plenty of movement, the rotation of the three in there. Full-backs can go past the wingers, centre-halves can come out with the balls. Let's just play football and enjoy.
So you're a believer then in allowing players to think for themselves when they're on the football pitch? Some managers might be a bit more regimented and say, no, you must stay out there, you must stay up there. You're not quite like that then?
No, we want to play with freedom. As long as they do it within the framework of the team and they don't forget what the job is. Mm. The last thing we want is the centre-half coming out with the ball and then they can't deal with the ball coming in the penalty area from a corner or the odd cross that comes in. They do that first and foremost, like the full-backs, to stop crosses. Anything they can do after that's a bonus.
Have you shelved the search for a striker then?
No, we're still looking and we've still asked. We've been knocked back this week with one, so we'll have another look around. And it's always the case, we're just assessing as well what position it is. Harry's gone into that tackle and just felt his knee. He's on the brink of a two-match suspension, so it might be that we might look defensively. We'll see.
On what grounds have you been knocked back? Is it a financial decision? Is it the player's decision not wanting to drop down, if it is indeed a player that's coming from above? What is it?
It was just the other club's decision that they didn't want to let him out at the moment.
Right. Are you hopeful of doing something before the deadline?
Yeah, we are, but it's not. We keep saying it has to be the right one. We're not going to take one just for the sake of it. A lot will depend on what happens next Sunday as well in the cup, and that could increase our fixture congestion or could ease it. So we'll probably wait until after then.
It's increased as it is, though, isn't it? Any concerns about that?
Yeah, we're concerned if it's a replay, certainly. And they're going to make us play Sunday, the cup game, Wednesday Carlisle, Saturday Preston, and then Monday replay. That will be a huge concern. And so somebody, I think, said that you get punished for success. It should be the other way around, we're trying to get through to a cup semi-final for the first time in a long time, and you think, I know we've had a few postponements, but there must be some sort of leeway to help clubs out a little bit, and they've certainly not done that with Charlton supporters coming to our place a week on Sunday.
I know you've got sympathy for them, haven't you, and I guess we'll talk more about the Charlton game obviously next week, but just on that, you do have sympathy for Charlton supporters, don't you? I guess if it was the other way around, you'd be apoplectic, wouldn't you?
We do. We have sympathy for football supporters, full stop. We've got away games, I know we're rearranged or whatever, but our supporters have had Gillingham away, Colchester away, we've got Crawley away, all on Tuesday nights. And then you get a cup quarter final, the first time Charlton have been there for 8 years, first time we've been there for quite some time. And it's 12 o'clock on a Sunday and there's not a train out of London to get the Charlton supporters here in time for kickoff. I find that staggering that, you know, it's a supporters competition, the FA Cup. They're trying to get crowds back for it, you know, to increase the interest and everything, especially in the earlier rounds. And then we have this scenario where this game's kicking off at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. Yeah. You know, Sunderland Hull's kicking off at two, which is what, an hour away, something, an hour and a half away, something like that. And yeah, we've got Charlton supporters, and it could easily have been reversed. We've got them who can't get in on a train for kickoff time. It's quite staggering.
Some might see it as an advantage, though, for you.
Well, it may be, but they're still going to try and get there. You know, Charlton are still confident they're selling their allocation, but that shouldn't be the point of whether they can or not. We should be helping supporters, the shell out fortunes to come and watch matches. We should be helping them in every way that we can.
Is it something you've taken up with the authorities, or is it just not worth it?
Well, there's nothing you can do. Kick-off time's been done, agreed. We tried for Saturday tea time. We tried for Friday night. We tried for anything to make it easier. But we were told it's 12 o'clock on Sunday, and we don't get a say in that.
Back to the MK Dons this weekend. What do you make of them?
Yeah, they're in and around the playoffs again, which they always seem to be. Lost a couple of players, I think, but still a dangerous side. And one of the best passing sides, one of those sides on the day, capable of, I think, taking you to pieces if everything goes well for them. So, but we'll go there and concentrate on ourselves as usual and let them, hopefully they'll be worrying about us on the back of a six-game run.
The belief, though, for yourselves has improved dramatically, hasn't it?
It has, even away from home. I think we've always had it at Bramall Lane, but I think away from home, I think winning the games, and this is where the cups come into it, winning the away matches in the FA Cup, we can't help but think it's helped with our league form.
In what way?
Well, our first away win of the season was at Colchester in the first round of the FA Cup. We then went not long after and got, I think, the win at Bristol City. We got the win at Cambridge. And then when you get two or three wins, even when you got to Villa Park, you know, we win there. And the confidence that we took from that. I know we lost a couple on the road. Certainly Warsaw were a bit unlucky, Notts County. Crewe was our one-off bad one. So I don't think we're approaching them with the same sort of fear. I think we feel as though we can score goals and we feel confident that teams are going to work hard to get a chance against us.
When was the last time you had a six-game winning streak as a manager?
No chance. No idea.
I can't remember. No chance?
No, we had one, yeah, but no chance of remembering when.
Oh, right, okay.
We had Burton, I think they ended up breaking the conference record, not during just when we left with 15 straight wins or something like that, but I can't remember six straight wins. It's not to even get a draw in there. And it's important now that we keep it going and don't lose. Build it into an unbeaten run. Can't win every week, you know, we're going to try, but let's try and keep an unbeaten run going.
It's hard to do, isn't it? Incredible. To win so many on the bounce like that.
It is, especially three away from home.
Yeah.
When you think, you know, the cup games, we've beaten Fulham as well, we've beaten Forest in that run, and we've won at two difficult places at Gillingham and Colchester. So, yeah, it's been a great run.
Big week, this, isn't it? For obvious reasons.
We've been saying that for the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks, you know. Ever since, I think, just before Christmas, we've been saying that, you know, it can set our season up. It's done that in the cup. But, yeah, it is. Two big league games. And then the cup game. Looking forward to it.